Part 3. Major Pending Disputes in Chapter 11 Cases. Next, we'll quickly review major pending disputes in large Chapter 11 cases, the troubled company reporter editors monitor day by day. Ivy Magnadero provides updates in the various disputes Lehman Brothers is involved in. On or around May 4th, in the $8.6 billion lawsuit Lehman Brothers Holdings commenced against JPMorgan Chase & Company, the bankrupt bank filed a motion asking Judge James Peck of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Manhattan to reconsider his dismissal of some claims in the complaint. The reconsideration motion is aimed at resurrecting claims related to guarantees given to JPMorgan in August and September 2008. In its motion, Lehman argued dismissal was a mistake because the guarantees themselves will be relied upon by JPMorgan to assert unsecured claims if Lehman wins on the other claims that weren't dismissed. By throwing out the guarantees, JPMorgan won't have any claim at all should Lehman win on other theories. Lehman said, quote, millions of dollars might be gained for its creditors if it had the right to pursue the funds. The reconsideration motion, which is on the bankruptcy court's calendar for July 12th, was filed after Judge Peck issued an opinion on April 19th, saying that Lehman cannot claim money from JPMorgan for securities transactions governed by the U.S. bankruptcy law's safe harbors. Safe harbor laws can shield some financial transactions from being included in the pool of assets divided among creditors when a company files for Chapter 11. JPMorgan previously said that its request for more collateral in the weeks before Lehman's collapse were related to repurchase contracts and derivatives that fall under the safe harbor laws. Lehman, however, argued that the transactions JPMorgan sought to immunize were not protected by the safe harbor laws because they were not settlements of securities transactions. Lehman filed the lawsuit alleging JPMorgan helped cause the company's bankruptcy by demanding $8.6 billion in collateral. JPMorgan, which served as Lehman's main clearing bank in the 2008 financial crisis, allegedly threatened to discontinue its services unless the company posted excessive collateral. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said JPMorgan's controversial asset grab from Lehman was, quote, immaterial to the company's collapse. According to court papers, filed on or about May 17th, Mr. Geithner said that the government takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in the days before the September 15th, 2008 Chapter 11 filing result in institutional investors and clearing banks, quote, pulling away from financial institutions, including Lehman, and was the real reason that the investment bank entered a death spiral. Mr. Geithner was the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York at the time of Lehman's collapse. Mr. Geithner believed Lehman was running out of time to raise capital or find a buyer. By Friday evening, September 12th, Lehman could not open for business the next Monday without an acquirer that could guarantee Lehman's trading positions, Mr. Geithner believed. The disclosures come in response to questions from lawyers for Lehman's creditors in the $8.6 billion lawsuit. Also responding to creditors' questions was former Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson. He said it would have been impossible to save Lehman without a buyer, as the government wasn't willing to commit money to a Lehman rescue. As to the 3.5-year-old court fight between Lehman Brothers and Barclays on $3 billion in assets tied to the UK bank's purchase of Lehman's North American brokerage business, May has been a silent month. Oral arguments from both parties on appeals over Manhattan court decisions resumed on April 20th, but U.S. District Judge Catherine Forrest hasn't said when she'll rule on the case. The Manhattan court decisions ordered Barclays to return $2 billion in margins to James Giddens, the Lehman Brokerage's trustee, while the trustee was ordered to give Barclays at least $1.1 billion and possibly another $769 million. As to developments related to the Archstone-related lawsuit, Lehman Brothers Bankruptcy Estate has reached a deal on May 24th to acquire a bigger stake in apartment building owner Archstone for $1.58 billion, according to sources. The deal calls for Lehman to buy the stake from Bank of America Corp. and Barclays PLC, according to unnamed persons familiar with the matter. B of A and Barclays joined Lehman in a $22.2 billion leveraged buyout of Archstone in 2007. Lehman's Estates owns 73.5% of Colorado-based Archstone and has sought to buy the remaining 26.5% that it doesn't already own. In December, Sam Zell's Equity Residential offered to acquire a 26.5% stake in Archstone from the two banks for $1.33 billion. It subsequently agreed to a $1.5 billion minimum bid for the Archstone stake, but Lehman exercised its right to match the offers for the stake and acquired it instead. In fact, Lehman filed a lawsuit in bankruptcy court accusing that co-owners Bank of America and Barclays, quote, conspired to try to sell their once 53% stake in Archstone to competitor Equity Residential. Lehman officially emerged from bankruptcy protection in March after more than 3 years in Chapter 11 and began repaying creditors last month under the estate's $65 billion bankruptcy plan. Various suits and claims fights, however, could continue for years. That concludes Part 3 of the report. The report continues in Part 4.